when like your phone is malfunctioning or there's too much storage and you got to clean out your phone and just get rid of all the gutter. Sometimes we just got to power off and restart and just remind ourselves just how great softwares we are and how to function properly.
Welcome to Undocu Talks. This is Melissa Garcia, and I will be stepping in as your host for this last episode. This podcast is created by immigrant youth. We are committed to discussing important immigration topics surrounding news, culture, and education. Undocu Talks is composed of undergraduate, graduate students, and community members. For today's show, we will be doing a recap of season 3. We're excited to cover the highlights of the season, our most memorable moment in the production of each episode, plus what we look forward to as an Undocu Talks collective. Additionally, we will speak to the way that the podcast is healing for the collective, but especially you, the listeners. Finally, we will talk about what we look forward to in our next season. Our producer, Rafael Martinez, sat down with the creative team, which consists of Paola and myself, and the educational team, which consists of Nancy and Frank Berlanga Medina. For this first segment, they all shared what their spring semesters were like. Let's take a listen.
We're doing a recap on this season. This is our last episode of season 4. A lot of times we get so wrapped up in production and putting together the podcast, the episodes, but we do a check-in with each other, but we might not do a check-in on the actual episode. So I thought it would be great to maybe think about doing a check-in. How was your spring? What are some of the things that work for you? What are some of the things that you're looking to change up? So what's the dealio, Melissa?
This semester, if I could describe it in one word, was fruitful, because I kind of have explored maybe different ideas, maybe not through the same perspective. So I've been challenged. Maybe that's a challenging part, to look at things through a different lens. And while that is very fulfilling, it is also very depleting. So it's a lot of energy that is taken away from me. Maybe sometimes even subconsciously, just because I'm a feeler. I'm emotional.
You emotional?
No, he said that earlier, by the way.
Really? Nah, that's not heard. What do you think?
You're always crying.
Yeah. Take a break. Anyway, I think as a student, I'm coming up towards the end of comprehensive exams. So these are exams that you get to either take or you write yourself. I mean, mines are pretty much written. So I think that has definitely been super challenging.
Talking about it, it just kind of gave me a chills remembering that whole process.
It's so disgusting.
Blessings to you.
Yeah. Anyway, but how was your spring?
Well, right now I'm not going to school, but my spring semester, work-wise and otherwise, has been very busy. I started working at a nonprofit organization that works primarily with Hispanic people. It's opened my eyes to the big disparities that there are here in the state of New Mexico and Albuquerque in general. And then I volunteer with another nonprofit, which is called Casa Fortaleza, and they help also Hispanic communities and survivors of sexual assault and sexual violence. And so one of the things that I learned from them was that the Hispanic community is, it's one of the ones that suffer the most sexual violence and sexual assault, and they're less willing to report their abuser, either because of their immigration status or because of their economic status, because sometimes the abuser is the one that provides. And then these are also people who are less willing to go to the hospital because, you know, after being assaulted, because they're afraid of getting reported.
Oh. we're here in the studio, and we're also joined live by Skype call with Frank Berlanga Medina. It's a pleasure to have him back on our team. He's been on a small hiatus, taking care of business, of course, but he's definitely back as part of our collective, and his ears have been glued to our podcast, and, you know, we're definitely excited to welcome you back, Frank, and looking forward to some of the great contributions that you will continue to make to our podcast.
Thank you. Using academic terms, I've taken a sabbatical. It's kind of been for some personal reasons, some mental health reasons, and just a logistical reason. Just had too much on my plate, so I kind of took a step back. But now that I've gotten some things taken care of, I'm really looking forward to joining you guys back and seeing what can I contribute to the podcast.
A similar situation, Konans. You took a small break as well, came back in the middle of this season, which was great because, you know, I was freaking out at the moments where I was like, I have to host the show. No, my voice is horrible. Let's get a pleasing sounding voice back on the podcast. So, yeah.
It was strange not hearing my voice as often, you know, because, I mean, being here, I can hear what I sound like in it for a moment. Like, it reminds me a lot of the power that my voice has. Just like you, Frank, I also needed a mental health break like everybody else. Lots of things were changing in my life, and I took the opportunity to grow in my career and gain some more experience through a new job opportunity. And I took it, so I've been crazy busy. And it's kind of funny because I was joking the other day about finally going to get health insurance. And I was telling my mom, you know, it's kind of strange because I'm like lining up all of these appointments that I've been wanting to do for a long time just because it's now I'm going to have coverage. And she was like, the little things to be grateful for. And I was like, yeah, because I never had it. So I'm super stoked. Just little things like that changing my life that make me super excited. So it's been good.
So I've been teaching since August. I've been teaching 7th grade English at a local middle school. So that's definitely a great change of pace from, you know, teaching some survey classes to college students as a graduate assistant. So that was a big change. Definitely some good experience. I kind of had put my academic career on hold to look and see about education options like the K-12. Done that, and you know, I'm kind of right now just circling back again to continuing my advanced degrees, looking to PhD programs and all that. So it's been a hectic year. It's been a lot of learning, a lot of failing, I feel like, but it's definitely a good experience.
Now that we have covered how our semesters went, this season made way for the awakening of the Andocutalks creative team, who read several poems through each episode.
You all developed a relationship this season.
Yeah, through poetry.
Through poetry and helping each other's writings and providing feedback.
That's right, Rafael.
So this is the first stanza.
What you captured is Paola and I workshopping her poem and reading line through line to capture her emotions and ideas.
In me, the existence of Malinche's blood waiting to come out like tree sap, thick, sticky accent, the language of my people, Malinche, Mojada, Bracera, shapeshifter of different names, but never American. They call me the first generation, first of many. And then this is another stanza.
So as someone who loves to do sound stuff or like visual stuff or studies it, I guess I would say, you providing a robotic voice.
The landscape is greener
than it has been
described to me in words.
When I was ready with no
voice. Oh yeah, that one was good, yeah.
Like, maybe the poet's dream for that poem from the last episode. We're at this level, right? But we went over here.
When you're driving, usually you're just kind of driving on autopilot. You're kind of just driving. But it wakes you up.
And I can take part in.
You know, it makes you go, whoa, what was that? And honestly, like just listening to Melissa and listening to Rafa right now, it makes me want to like go back to the first season and re-listen to the whole thing because it's like watching or listening to like a really good show. That poem with the robotic voice, it really brought it to life. It wakes you up.
I think that's one of the things that we try to do on the production end. It's like, obviously the poetry, your lyrics are powerful enough, but then we're trying to paint a narrative through sound and through the sensation and jump at you when you're driving in the car, running, listening to your headphones. And I had that same kind of feeling. I don't know if you remember, Paola, pero when we were producing your poem, you were talking about mariachi music. And, but you were talking about your family's journey and the idea of returning back home. But you did it through music and through mariachi music.
Oh, what beautiful music. Malagueña, amor eterno y volveré, the cure to my broken heart.
Which is very specific to you. And that one in particular, when we were producing it, I felt a sense of responsibility again to do honor to that great poem, but also to make sure that it transmitted what you originally aimed for that poem. Hopefully we accomplished that, but I don't know. And on your end, what did you think from recording it to like listening to it?
I liked it a lot. When I heard it, you know, with the mariachi music, it really, I think it's like you read my mind.
El mojado acagalado.
Adios les dice el mojado.
The anthem of a bracera who at her death will be free to return home. Crossing the border will be between heaven and earth. Green landscapes filled with pine trees. The smell of sweet rain fills my lungs. I am back to my roots. I am back to where I belong. I am back to Parral. Landscapes filled with pine trees. The sweet smell of rain, a reminder of my abuelita's home. I am no longer an alien. The sound of mariachi drown my world of sweet melodies. Sounds of trumpets make my heart jump. México lindo y querido, I am back. I am home.
I want to rave about Paola and Melissa and their poetry. Primarily for me, when I think about all of the trauma I've unpacked that I didn't even know was there through the poetry and me listening, it feels more like I came together and kind of just virtually held hands with everybody who is listening. It's so great to unpack all of it and kind of just let it out in the open, more than to get people to really know who we are and the kind of space that we're holding for ourselves and for everybody else.
A sonic enhancement to the podcast was implementing transitional music that was specifically constructed to fit the theme, ideas, emotion of each episode. So we welcomed on board Pablo Garcia, our new music composer.
When we added Pablo Garcia, your brother, to the podcast as music producer for the podcast, it just added a whole different layer to the complexity that ideally our narratives, our stories are already bringing to the table.
And it just brought like a unique style to each episode, right?
See?
And the music that was there was definitely very impactful because it kind of created the jive, right, for the podcast. But I do like the task that you put him to. The music, when we think about audio, how that impacts the person's emotions or taking in of the message.
It's so tailored to the podcast itself that it really makes the podcast come all together, you know, and it makes it more unique, I think.
And I think the music being paired with the poems has been really cool because it kind of like brings everything together, right? So if we're thinking about that collective space, he's like stringing together all the narratives or all the sections into music.
And here is one of our favorite tracks from Pablo Garcia titled Freedom.
While Pablo's music is a sonic enhancement, Nancy's calm and prominent hosting voice made each chapter of the podcast consistent and drive home the episode's message.
I remember specifically meeting with you and saying, hey, I want you to become the voice of UndocuTalks. And what I meant by that, of course, was I want you to be the host of UndocuTalk.
Everyone listening can't really hear anytime I'm saying something and then I say, oh, crap, or, you know, and stop and say that sounded wrong or I get tongue twisted all the time. It's always those special times where I really like speak from my heart and just remember things leading up to the episode from the month or however I have been feeling. And those are the times that matter the most to me and the times where I'm most grateful for in terms of being here. I remember I would tell you I hated the way it sounded, so we had to do it again and again and again. And then I would leave and I would think about how I could have said it better or how I was going to be better prepared for next time, right? And stuff like that. And it's nice to see that now it just naturally flows and naturally just, it feels like something that I want to talk about and something that just comes naturally, and I want everyone to hear it. So it's a pleasure. I hope everyone enjoys hearing my voice.
I know I do. When I'm producing it's such a big relief to, you know, hear that strong emotional voice that really conveys in those messages. And I think you've really grown into that identity of being the voice of the sound of UndocuTalks. I know that, you know, after I hear that great intro song that we have, we hear your voice, it's just like everything's gonna be all right.
I really enjoyed the collaboration that we've had with...
Here is Frank talking about the collaboration efforts across our community partners and enrichment to the podcast. In this moment, Frank is highlighting our partnership with Chubby Therapy Podcast.
And his counseling, like, and kind of doing that and highlighting the importance of mental health and how vital it is just for people in general, but especially in a community that deals with such trauma and where emotions are always seems like they're running high, how important it is to take a step back and be able to take care of yourself and make sure that you're taking care, because all the work that we do and all that high stress that we feel and all that emotion that we kind of expose ourselves to, we're kind of like an exposed nerve. It's important to really take care of ourselves. So I really enjoyed that part, having collaborations with people that help us help ourselves.
Hey y'all, I'm Rene Garcia, the host of Chubby Therapy, a show normalizing conversations about mental health. Join me, the Chubby Therapist, as we promote mental wellness with both clinicians and everyday people. We are unbelievably proud to collaborate with UndocuTalks, so please check us out on your favorite platform, and as always, remember to feed your mental health.
Let's not forget about our other community partners and collaborators.
DACA Scholars is the number one app used by Latino students across the country. Inside of DACA Scholars, you will find over 140 scholarships for both undocumented and DACA students, all the way from high school to a PhD level. DACA Scholars is absolutely free and available for all iPhones, Androids, and Windows Phone.
Saludo familia! This is Christian, host and producer of La Verdad Podcast, a show where urban Latinos sit back and chat about current events, culture, and tradition. Our podcast also features interviews with other Latinos who are motivating and uplifting our community. So make sure to check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter as @LaVerdadLTD. Also, just so you know, our podcast is available on YouTube. Gracias y quien dijo miedo.
Rafael poses the next question.
How can we think about podcasting and the recording of this podcast in itself as a form of healing?
So in this next segment, we explore the moment in the construction and recording of the podcast where we as collective members experience moments that are emotional, surprising, and healing.
We've cried in here, we've told jokes, we've all kinds of emotions have happened in this studio, which we won't talk about all of them. But
we won't talk about Melissa's crying.
Melissa's crying almost every episode. No, I'm just kidding.
I think after I leave here, it's kind of like, you know, I get to breathe and I go home and it's a new day kind of thing. So it's helped a lot in that sense.
So beyond your laughing in the studio sessions, Melissa, there's been a lot of crying that you become infamously known in the collective for. What are your thoughts?
I'm coping with laughing because I'm nervous. The reason why I get so emotional is because the space and also the audiences it is reaching are sometimes unknown. I think that far when we're recording or when something gets really exciting, or I start to see, like, as we're working on the script, start to see the narrative building. I think the poet in me or the writer in me gets excited to see the audio versions of it and to be part of something that's bigger than you. Like Rafa will say, well, I'm thinking about doing this thing, and then I started to see come to life and I see the audience who it could potentially impact. Like, I go that far, so I get emotional, and crying is, I mean, it's good for you, you know? I think, and I didn't mean to think that you guys meant it as a negative thing. I'm just putting it out there. I think that I'm not scared to cry, thankfully. I think this space in many ways brings up things that I've faced with my parents or things that they talk about or things that maybe they wish would have known or, you know, you name it, perspective. So I think that's where the emotion comes from. And I think for this season, I was really just impacted by the different ways that we can think about representing specific groups or perspectives or art. Yeah, I think that emotionality comes through the intersections that I'm able to find. And then also as a person who teaches students to have voices or to speak up for themselves or to let out their experiences, it's really impactful for me to have come on. Some people don't in the group maybe don't see this, but I feel the emotionalities that you're bringing. I can capture those emotions, I guess. Now that we have poured our hearts and souls to you, our listener, this last part will give a sneak peek to the future seasons.
Up to now, we've been producing one episode a month, which has been great. But next season, we're looking to upscale and produce two episodes a month. What we're going to do in that format is basically break up the show that we currently are producing into two episodes. The first episode of the month will feature the news with Alejandro Mendiaz and some of our other collective members that do the news. And that'll be more exclusively around news information, get people up to date. And then the second episode will be more of the cultural and educational component. We're still going to incorporate music. We're still going to incorporate poetry and all that good stuff to both episodes. Speaking of, here's another poem by Paola titled The Rite of Passage.
I wait to hear my name, perhaps pronounced incorrectly, Paula Monres Pons. For years, my name, a shapeshifter of nationalities, from Paola to Paula and sometimes Koala. Among a sea of American accents and Anglo last names, my name is now worthy of a diploma, the proof of spent money and bilingualism. In me, the existence of Malinche's blood, waiting to come out like tree sap. Thick, sticky accent, the language of my people, Malinche, Mojada, Bracera, shapeshifter of different names, but never American. They call me first generation, the first of many. My children will never suffer to see confused parents' faces when asked to fill out school documents. My children will carry a torch, and in their blood, the blood of the Malinche, the traitor of her people who crossed borders and tongues to survive, much like my parents. Malinche, Mojada, I am the alien who awaits the rite of passage of graduation. Malinche, Mojada, Mestiza, today I walk among those who thought I was not deserving of this piece of paper. Today, I walk among and pass the odds as I triumph and I prove to those who doubted that I will persevere. Malinche, yes, her blood runs through me, thick like my accent, complicated like my rizos, and today, as I transfer my tassel from one side to the next, I leave my fears in the past, and I thrive, because my future is me. I am of my parents, and together, Malinches, Mojados, Braceros, Traidores, somos el sueño americano.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for our last episode of the season, a recap of season 3. We hope this episode has given you an insight on the production of the Undocu Talks podcast. I've been your host and scriptwriter, Melissa Garcia. Rafael Martinez helped with the production of this episode. We heard some very emotive poetry from Paola Monarres. The music composer for our podcast is Pablo Garcia, and we were happy to have Frank Berlanga Medina contribute to our episode. The rest of our Undocu Talks collective members include Froilan Orozco, Alejandro Mendiaz, Cindy Nava, Rosy Evelyn Lima de Padilla, y Julio Molina. Remember to find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at UndocuTalks. A special shout out to our graphic designer, Jerry Mateo.
Jerry Mateo Designs. My job is to tell stories and communicate values through design. If you are interested in my work, follow me on Instagram at Jerry Mateo Design.
Please stay tuned for our next episode. And finally, a shout out to KUNM, the radio station located at the University of New Mexico, for allowing us to record this episode.